All right, 8:45, quarter till 9. Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by Mark Elaine Derry, a highly respected infectious disease specialist with extensive experience in public health and epidemiology. His expertise includes infectious diseases, emerging health threats, and preventative health measures. And I'd pretty well bet my salary that it's Dr. Derry, is it?
Yes, it is. Yeah, I'm an infectious disease doctor as well.
I figured it was. Let's begin by explaining what mRNA vaccines are.
Yeah, so mRNA technology or mRNA vaccine technology has been something that has been around since the 1990s. That's when it first started to kind of become a scientific principle, and we really saw it accelerated during the COVID epidemic. It had already been working, they had already been working on coronaviruses because that was the easiest virus to be able to utilize. So some things happened that were just completely coincidental. They had the technology, and the technology had already, they already started working on coronaviruses 5 years before the outbreak. Mm-hmm. So when the outbreak happened, coincidentally with the same virus they'd been working on, all the pieces were in place. And the whole, and the magic and the beauty behind mRNA vaccines is that the vaccine consists of, regular non-mRNA vaccines consist of parts of a virus or parts of a bacteria. We refer to those as antigens, and that gets injected into your body, and your body sets up an immune response to those antigens. That's how vaccines work that are not mRNA-based. mRNA-based vaccines don't inject antigens. What we inject are these small pieces of mRNA that, which are genes, which we all of us have mRNA, message RNA. And what that does is that mRNA codes for a message, that's the M, to tell the immune system to make antibodies for whatever it is that's being coded for that vaccine.
A lot of us remember from biology RNA and DNA. That's about all we remember is RNA and DNA. We don't remember exactly what all of that means. And the reason I say that, Doctor, is some people, you know, they get themselves all worked up over what they don't really understand. What are some misconceptions when it comes to mRNA technology and vaccines that you'd like to address?
Sure. I mean, let me just also just kind of answer the first question, which is DNA and RNA. Organisms, every organism on Earth is either an DNA. Most are DNA organisms, but some are RNA organisms, and that's viruses mostly. So DNA is what codes our genes. It's where our genes live. It's the DNA is basically the blueprint of humans or blade of grass or kitten or whatever it is, whatever life force there is. It is mostly run by DNA, but some organisms are RNA. And so the reason why the viruses are RNA viruses is that there's a lot of errors encoded in RNA, which works great for the viruses because they're constantly changing. So, and that's an evolutionary advantage for them. One of the things that my standard talking point when it comes to vaccines is this. Vaccines are like seatbelts. A seatbelt isn't going to prevent you from getting into a car accident. A vaccine isn't going to prevent you from getting the illness. A seatbelt mitigates the amount of damage that's done. It lessens that damage. If you're wearing a seatbelt in a car accident, everybody knows that you're less likely to push forward and hit the windshield or, you know, whatever. It just lessens the damage that a car accident can occur. Vaccines do the same thing. mRNA vaccines, particularly, we know mRNA vaccines saved millions and millions of lives around the world. And so all it does is it doesn't prevent you from getting the virus, in this case, the virus. What it does is it mitigates the amount of damage the virus could potentially do. And I think that's the most important thing that people need to recognize.
I think that's the best explanation I've heard in a long time. And as you say that, somebody texted in and said, I got the COVID shot, but I still got COVID. It was supposed to prevent the disease. And that's exactly what you just said is not the case.
Go ahead. Yeah, Tommy, let me address that really quickly. Mm-hmm. Let me address that really quickly. It's a very good point. And I want to address that. So the first vaccine against the first virus that we ended up referring to as the virus that emerged from Wuhan before it evolved into the alpha virus. Okay. Yes, it would have prevented that first, it prevented you getting that first virus that emerged out of Wuhan. But like I just said, COVID is an RNA virus. And like I just said, RNA viruses evolve very rapidly. That's their superpower. Like HIV, like influenza, that's why we have to get vaccines all the time. And like alpha virus or beta virus. So that vaccine was good just for the Wuhan strain, but it prevented you from getting the Wuhan strain, but didn't prevent you from getting the alpha, beta, delta, you know, epsilon, all the other viruses afterwards. What it did at that point was like a seatbelt. It just mitigated the damage.
Let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back. We'll specifically talk about RFK's defunding of mRNA vaccine research, which was touted as an accomplishment of the first Trump administration. I know last year we spoke to you about raw dairy. RFK talking about raw milk, 21 people sickened by it. He talked about the measles vaccine. He went to the funeral of two kids in Texas, and he backed himself up on that and said, no, get the measles vaccine. As we speak, somebody texted in and said, measles vaccines are 99% effective. This doctor doesn't know what he's talking about. Let me just say this. And doctor, you don't get involved in this. I'll handle this. Where in the world do you think, in what universe, that you know as much about this as our guest? I'd just like to know, really. In what universe do you think you know as much? And I'll read this man's credentials when we come back. 851, 9 till 9, traffic now, WWL. It is 8:57, 3 till 9. Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Dr. Mark Allen Derry, a highly respected infectious disease specialist, American Osteopathic Board certified in internal medicine, American Osteopathic Board certified in infectious disease. His qualifications are there, believe me. So when it comes to the announcement by, and we all knew RFK Jr. was going to do this, he's saying that the COVID-19 vaccines were unsafe and effective. It helped drive the evolution of the virus and couldn't keep up with the new mutations. And as a result, he says the mRNA technology poses more risk than benefits against those respiratory viruses. Now, when it comes to opinions, you can have your own opinion. But when you come to science, you can't have your own opinion about science. Doctor, address that, please, if you will, and what happens now from here?
Yeah, I mean, just real quickly, it's you know, I think Mark Twain once said that disinformation can circle the earth six times before the truth can get up out of bed and put their pants on. Mm-hmm. So this is a long lasting battle, and we just have to fight it. And all we can do is just put the truth out there, and we just hope for the best. So that being said, I just want to bring your attention to some of the catastrophic failures that the administration is doing. Right now, the vaccine technology was working on three respiratory viruses. One was influenza, COVID-19, and the third one is the one that I want to focus on, which is avian bird flu. Mm-hmm. That's the H5N1 that has, around the globe, has a 50% mortality rate. Okay, let me just say that again. That's 50. Now, if there is a bird flu outbreak, I don't think that mortality is going to come down. There's been about 800 cases globally and 400 deaths. The majority of them have been of healthcare workers. So healthcare workers are particularly interested in this vaccine. So what we've seen are two deaths, one here in southwestern Louisiana, by the way. And let me just say, if you see a dead bird, please do not pick it up with your bare hands. If you need to pick up that dead bird, please use gloves, and please contact the state or look up how to dispose of that bird appropriately. We do have bird flu in southern Louisiana. This virus has the potential of being something that could spread and also be quite deadly. And the fact now that our best weapon for that virus has been taken away from us is...
Thank you, Doc.